You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM for the Local Journalism Initiative. I'm Joshua Bullard. With Quebec's provincial election approaching this fall, political parties are beginning to introduce the candidates they hope will help reshape the conversation in Quebec City. In Sherbrooke, for the Liberal Party, is Pierre Cassette, a longtime physician, educator, and former rector of the Université de Sherbrooke. Known throughout the region for his work in healthcare, higher education, and community development, Cassette says his decision to enter politics comes from a desire to move beyond division and focus on practical solutions. He points to issues like housing, healthcare, climate adaption, and regional innovation as areas where he believes Quebec must do more. Cassette also argues the Eastern Townships are uniquely positioned to lead by example, citing the region's collaborative spirit, research institutions, and growing economic potential. We spoke to Pierre Cassette about why he's stepping into politics, what role Sherbrooke could play in Quebec's future, and why he believes many voters are looking for a new approach to leadership. Here's a part of that conversation. Dr. Cassette, for those listening right now who aren't tied to any political party and are just starting to look at their options for the October 5th election, who is Pierre Cassette beyond the rector or doctor titles? And why should someone who feels let down by politics right now trust you to be their voice in Quebec City?
I was raised and born on the South Shore, studied in Montreal for medicine and then Sherbrooke for internal medicine and McGill in epidemiology. But I'm in the, I've been living in the townships for more than 30 years now. Why? Well, I always tried my best to develop the community, the organizations, and to build bridges. When I was leader in the SHUS, I tried to build bridges between specialties and between medicine and nursing. Same thing when I was dean of medicine. As a rector of University of Sherbrooke, I really tried hard to make the university part of its community. I've been involved in creating a pôle régional d'enseignement supérieur de l'esprit, which was unique and still is because there is one English university, Bishops, of course, Anglophone University in Sherbrooke and Champlain College and Séminaire de Sherbrooke and Cégep de Sherbrooke. So building bridges and try to put people together and to bring new ideas just by putting people together and collaborating on real object, real things, is what I try to do. So I've been critical of all the places I worked in, but I tried always to improve things, to be constructive, to bring solutions, to bring concrete projects to improve things. So, well, I will let the elector decide, but I think if I didn't believe I could bring something to the table, I wouldn't be there because, you know, I've not been wanting to be a politician since I was young. It's a very recent decision. Of course, hope that people would put their confidence in my propositions, but still I will respect that. And if I'm not elected, I'll do something else. But I really think hard that we can do more for Quebec now. I think I am in a position to bring new ideas to the table.
We saw Charles Meilhard has dubbed you the Swiss Army knife of the party. You've managed the University de Sherbrooke through massive shifts and worked on the front lines of medicine. After such a successful career in those fields, what was the exact moment you realized that the best way to help people of Sherbrooke was to trade your stethoscope for a seat in the National Assembly?
Well, it wasn't planned, but I've been in touch. Well, I knew Charles for a little time because when I was president of BCE, the Association of Universities, I was president of that organization for more than 3 years, and through pandemics, I worked with Charles when he was the president of Fédération des Chambres de Commerce du Québec, and we together worked to restart stage, I'm looking for my words now, employment-based experience for university students throughout Quebec. And I knew I would like work with this guy because he's pragmatic, he wants results, and he also is a brilliant and constructive guy. But the shift came when they just talked to me, and Pierre, would you like to bring to come to the team? And I think your expertise would be interesting. And I just reflect on that and told myself, well, do I sit on the sidelines or I go in the field. And I couldn't resist the idea of going to the field. It's the way I am built, if I could say that in English. So it's a real challenge. It's going to be an opportunity for me to learn a lot of things, and also to do things. And some things, in my opinion, have to change now in Quebec. And we have to work together. We have to bring talents together. We must get out of this ambient discourse, which is, say, you know, Welsh politics. You know, there's anglophones and there are francophones and there's newcomers and there are oldcomers and there are these people who are. So we have to work together. In my opinion, also the other things I saw when I was rector of University of Sherbrooke is the huge potential of the regions to be the township. To be a leader and to be a showcase place for things that haven't been done elsewhere and that could be very good for, of course, the region, but also for whole Quebec and Canada, in fact. So I saw that, whether it's on the Ville Amie des Aînés, well, the care for elderly, whether it's on the climate change, it's on microelectronics, it's on the health services and health research, or quantum science and technologies. We do a lot of very good things here in the townships, and we don't realize that this climate of collaboration and partnership isn't that natural elsewhere, but we have it here. So I think we could serve as an example, and also as a magnet for talent, and talent from all over the world, I mean. So I'm pretty proud of the city and the region I live and worked in. I see huge potential. I see a lot of people who have good ideas, but don't feel that they're at the table now. So that's what I want to bring.
We're seeing a very specific strategy here with you in Sherbrooke, Millard in Orford, and Frederick Beauchemin in Brome, Missisquoi. To the average voter, this looks like a dream team. But how does this triple threat actually benefit the local resident dealing with the housing crisis or the underfunding of our local schools?
There are two ways to answer that. First, I'll try to be the MP for Sherbrooke, and I'll try to have the strongest voice and coherent and constructive voice for Sherbrooke. And Sherbrooke, the riding, Sherbrooke, the city, and the township, because it's very important that we're well represented, and we have a strong voice in the government. On the other hand, if ever we are the government, that's what I hope, of course, I don't ask for any privilege. I just ask for the fair share, because we are a rising region. We do a lot of things. I found it hard sometimes, as both as a dean of medicine and as the president of University of Sherbrooke, to have my voice heard, because, you know, population is in Montreal and decisions are taken in Quebec, and sometimes it's very hard for growing universities like University of Sherbrooke to be understood. You know, what they did when they changed the financial consideration for university was a real life threat for bishops. It was, sorry for the words, it was just unbelievable. And so I took part of the movement that saved the bishop, and I was active in that. The CEGEP of Sherbrooke needs more space. It's population science. We know that. So what I think is we should have our fair share, and we should be able to have more than a succès d'estime. I don't know how to translate that in English, but I've often been told by Quebec deciders, well, it's great what you do in Sherbrooke. It's great. But when it's time to decide where they spend money, we don't feel oftentimes that we have our fair share. Sometimes we have. I mean, I don't want to get into that discourse that we're a victim of something. But to me, just putting on the table what Sherbrooke and the townships are doing alone would do it. Because and sometimes we do things that do not fit into programs because we do things differently. And this needs to be recognized also. So maybe I'm too wide in my answer, but to me, it's going to translate into concrete changes on how we support new things, new ways to do intervention, social interventions. We do help in housing and for students and elderly, but also how we support the economic development we do in the region through it's knowledge société du savoir. So it's a knowledge-based society now, and we must have the means to transform what we think we can do.
In a province where identity is often the loudest part of the conversation, how do you plan to steer the debate back toward concrete services like healthcare access?
This is a very tough one because I know I'm not going to be popular for many people because, well, we cannot skip the identity debate because it's been it's a dérive identitaire now. It's been going just wrong. Because Quebec isn't only French-speaking white people from French origin. Quebec, I mean, is the First Nations, and then French came, and then English community is there. In fact, in the township, the English community was first. And then all this these immigration people from immigration who contributes a lot, and they're part of the actual Quebec and the future of Quebec. And so I don't want to skip the identity debate. I just want to have a strong and coherent voice to recall people that Quebec is a diverse society, which should be proud of its diversity, and Quebec needs all its talent. So, and of course, I'm not naive to the point that everybody will change their minds on that, but we need French Quebecers like me who say that because, you know what, this wrong debate about this identity, which has been put to so much extremities, I'm not the only French-speaking Quebecer who is sick of that and want to go to something else. But after that, you're right, because identity is one thing, but we have to be very practical and to not hide ourselves behind the identity debate, and in the meantime not address housing problem, climate change problem, and all these very important debate that also has been somewhat obliterated behind the scene. You know, if we just think about sustainable development and climate change, you know, we have to change the narrative of that. We don't have to choose between economic development and means to fight against climate change. We have to do economic development through the climate change initiative that can raise a lot of economic development if it's done properly. In fact, that's what we did in University of Sherbrooke, you know. And just as an example, I know university is a different place, but a university is a small city. And in the last 20 years in University of Sherbrooke, even though there was 65% more students and square meters, we decreased the greenhouse gas emissions by 78%. It means just one thing, it's feasible. And not only did we do that, but now the economy from that is 5 to 7 million a year in energy costs for university. You know, so of course it's a long-term vision, but it has to start somewhere. So when I talk about very concrete initiative and changing the narrative on key points for the population, those are examples.
You've lived and worked in the heart of this community for years. You've seen Sherbrooke change. If you're elected this October, what is the Sherbrooke example you want to show to the rest of the province? What is the one thing most important to you that you want to fix?
Well, it's not the fixing thing. I want to put Sherbrooke as the innovation place for Quebec. Social innovations, I mean innovations in collaboration between social services and community-based services. I've seen that in many places for teenage going through adulthood. We have new ways to do things, and I want Sherbrooke to be the innovation hub in Quebec whether it's societal, whether it's health, whether it's technology, and we have all that here already. We just have to build on the examples we have, and it's going to affect the society in many different ways. So it's not just saying, well, we do development on one side and then we fix things on the other side. We fix things while we do development and try new things and innovate, because the easy things have been done already. There are tough choices and tough decisions and difficult projects, but the richness and the capacity we have in delivering on key initiatives, whether it's social, whether it's health, or whether it's economic development, I think distinguish the townships from the rest of Quebec. I don't mean that other things are not doing well otherwise, but I think we should be the innovation hub, the vitrine, I would say, and a place where we can show that things can work differently.
That was Dr. Pierre Cassette, candidate of the Liberal Party, speaking about his decision to enter provincial politics ahead of Quebec's October 5th election. Dr. Cassette says his campaign will focus on issues like healthcare access, housing, climate adaption, and regional economic development, while also promoting greater collaboration between communities, institutions, and government. Throughout this conversation, he pointed to Sherbrooke and the Eastern Townships as an example of how innovation and partnership can help address broader challenges facing Quebec. He also spoke about the province's ongoing identity debate, arguing that Quebec's future should include a wider recognition of Anglophone communities, newcomers, Indigenous peoples, and the diverse voices that contribute to the province today. As parties continue preparing for the provincial campaign in the months ahead, voters across the region can expect debates around affordability, public services, and Quebec's future identity to remain central issues. Reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative, NCJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Joshua Bullard.